only one thing I know for sure in this whole mess. Jake looks better with stubble. That's it.
That's
the one thing I know.
That's the rule we have.
This I know for sure.
That's what Oprah meant when she started to say that.
What?
That was Oprah who coined that. She would say, and this I know for sure is, and that's what.
Oh, I thought that was a Wally Lamb book.
Oh, really?
One thing I know for sure.
Maybe.
Something like that.
Maybe she's quoting that.
Riveting.
Riveting.
This is the ultimato.
Yeah, or the ultimatum. Season 1, episode 6, The Changeover.
The Changeover.
Do you know where that comes from, The Changeover?
The fourth sequel to The Hangover?
No, it's a sports term. Like they put in a...
I'm not familiar.
They put in a... let me put it in terms of you. So you know when you're at a guy's garage party and like three guys fuck you?
Yes, I'm familiar.
They have to go to jobs and then their three friends who were in the living room come in to pound you.
Oh, The Changeover.
There you go.
The Changeover.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. Still a sport.
And you also hear... Go, 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 go.
Well, and if you're at a Pistons. Nice place, you have an announcer. Coming in to Fuck Poodle Boudreaux is number 24, Pedro Luis.
Nickname Hot Top. Hot Top.
Charge.
Charge.
That organ player gets worn out. Just a different organ.
I will say my changeovers are a lot more interesting than theirs.
True.
I want
God, messy, messy, messy.
I want to, but it is messy, and I don't want to bum anybody out because the show's going to be funny because it's what we do, but you said it before, and I keep thinking about it. These people are shitbags.
It's really?
It's not even that they're unintentionally funny shitbags. It's not like Jersey Shore or Flavor of Love or... like where we can watch and it's just messy to a point where we can laugh at them. I really do believe that the producers mean for us to empathize with these people.
No, I think the producers want us to take this seriously.
That's not going to happen.
And I say that because of what's happening. They all sit down for this dinner, but I say that in that Nick and Vanessa are taking this very seriously.
They are!
And like Vanessa even brings up, she's like, you know, he was going through a very public, very messy divorce. And I immediately leaned in. I went, that's what I want to hear about, Vanessa Lachey.
How?
What do you think about Jessica Simpson?
I was going to please mention Jessica Simpson.
Please!
I wonder what he got in that divorce.
I don't know.
She has so much money. You know that, right? She's like the richest... because of all of her licensing deals, all of her merchandising deals.
If you think Jessica Simpson is stupid...
you're wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Or her gay father who told her to do it all.
That's true. But she did it all.
It's true.
And you know what? I've had like... I mean, probably, I'm not kidding, at least 10 people tell me that her autobiography is fantastic.
People have raved.
I'd read it.
I'll pass.
I'm excited about... I just went blank. Babies.
Riveting.
No, the actress who plays Baby on Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey, her biography is coming out and it's supposed to be really good.
See, I feel like she's done so many interviews that we all know everything. Like she regrets she had plastic surgery. She blah, blah, blah. I feel like she's talked a lot about her life.
She has, but I don't know. I'd be interested to hear about her talk about,
Pass.
Her dad and stuff like that.
That's true. I'd like to hear her talk more about Patrick Swayze.
What's it? Oh, it's called, her book is called Out of the Corner, a memoir.
Ooh.
I know. Because nobody puts Baby in a corner.
Yeah, I think that's what.
Nobody!
I think we're hoping, I think that's what she's banking on.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's just get into this, y'all. So we're at dinner for like 5 minutes and we just talked right before this started. This dinner must have been Snoozeville.
Snooze.
Because no one said this, no one must have said anything that was either funny or had any import because we spent about 30 seconds of airtime here.
And I want to say, I think So y'all, Poodle and I are, we're only doing episodes.
They spent $700 on this dinner they to get did. Nothing.
But I think that's kind of what's happened with the latter part of the show. Because
condensed very heavily.
And I said, y'all, Poodle and I had to watch episodes 6, 7, and 8. We're not going to do spoilers. We read over it. We're going to be really good about it and try to, you know, remember where we were when we watched. But we just, time-wise, we have to do 3 episodes today. Because y'all are asking us for this, and we've got a raw dog.
Fucking thirsty pigs.
Dick pigs, you thirsty pigs. But that's what happened. If you notice in season 7, 8, like, really good moments, like, where they set up somebody having a conversation, it ends up being only a minute or 2 minutes long, and it's just a sound bite. Now, that tells me they didn't have enough.
I have a theory about that the whole show is very important moments strung together with no...
But it just feels frenetic.
It does, but in the same way...
A rushed, with better word.
These people's important moments and important sound bites are still empty. Like, how many times did we hear, I've become a better man?
We've heard that a lot. We've heard that a lot.
And I still don't know what it means.
Well, even at dinner, April, you know, they start with Nick and Vanessa say, April, Kobe, how is this for you? And April said, you know, you've pushed me to be a stronger woman to Kobe. And he said, and Kobe even said, she became a woman in our 3 weeks together.
Madeline's face during this. It's so interesting. I bet all of their couple things and all the friend stuff is just her making terrible faces at his cheesiness and her resenting him.
Oh, she hates him.
She kind of hates him.
She cannot tear herself away from
right.
him. Right. The codependency that Madeline has.
Ooh.
That is one thing that's interesting with couples. You see the codependency. That's why things that happen later, some things were like, wow, I can't believe that happened.
Madeline really hates the public, watch me act out and be the center of attention, Colby.
Yes.
Hates that.
Yes. Where,
I just want to say one thing before we get into it. Vanessa Lachey says, so who do you want to marry? And so who out of the two people you've been with do you want to marry? Again, this is a false equivalency. That's not what's happening.
Well, no. And the show does the same thing Love is Blind does. But even worse, I realized this actually in the middle of the 8th episode. I was watching it and I went, oh, this show operates that there's only one person for you out there.
Yes, 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 totally.
That really is, that's a fact of life in The Ultimatum.
Find your fairy tale.
And that's why it doesn't work, because y'all, there isn't just one person for you out there. There's many people out
there
for you.
As we, as queer people, look at this and go, that's why we're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't even resonate with us.
Y'all, we won't come at you. I'm genuinely interested. Come at us on the Patreon comments or on our Instagram or Twitter. Are any of you really relate to this? Are you into this?
Yeah.
Or is this move you? Because I would want to know why.
I'm watching it because it's messy and I have to figure out what happens. That's the only reason.
It feels like this is like if like 24 and The Bachelor had a baby, it would be this show. They should just put a clock. And you're like, what's going to happen? Doop. What's going to happen?
Doop. Doop. April just killed the president.
Is Jake going to shave? What's going to happen? Kobe said he's a cowboy when he's playing polo.
There's a scene with Madeline near the end and she's caught by a cougar.
Yeah.
Rescue her, Jack Bauer.
What's if they're an actual cougar on 24?
It was the time when Lindsay and I both went, okay, this is another cougar. The show was so good for like 3 seasons. And then it turned into like, how many more times can Jack Bauer save people? And like Kim would get caught, Alicia Cuthbert would get caught by something. And when she was running from something and running from a guy trying to get her. And then last time she was, a cougar had cornered her in the forest. And we both went, yeah, we're kind of checked out now with Kim being saved so many times, a cougar. And then
did you watch the movie or did you stop the show? Did they do a 24 movie?
I can't remember. I can't.
Who has the time?
But I loved it for the first 2 or 3 seasons. Then there were too many cougar moments.
All right, good for Kiefer. So Jack and Ray, Jack and Ray.
Jake and Ray.
Jake and Ray, sorry.
You'll read anything.
Actually, it said Jake.
Oh, just you read just Jake. Read it wrong.
Yeah. So let's talk about them a little bit. I mean, Ray is still pretty quiet. Jake is basically saying, you know,
I wouldn't have taken this back for the world. I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas Zay's like, you know, I don't see growth. I didn't see where she grows.
So this is interesting. This is, I think, an attempt to clear away bullshit, which I was kind of there for. However, he went about it wrong by saying, it's not my job to prevent your happiness.
And it's weird. It's like he digs at her and he diminishes her, but then says, that's not for me to say.
It's very hands off. It's the ultimate in passive aggression.
It truly is.
And
he's very passive aggressive.
This is, I will say, both Zay and Shanique are the worst two people to be in relationships for me on this show.
For sure.
They would be very confusing. You would never know what was day and night with them.
And it actually is, we talked about this earlier, kind of like we felt like Ray's the only person we root for.
Yep.
But actually, I don't. I have grown to like Randall. I do root for Randall now.
You know, I like him a lot more than the beginning.
I think Randall's really tried to grow.
I still think he's a bullshitter.
I think he's a bullshitter and a boy. I think he's just so young. But I think it almost, when I watch Randall, you called him a Boy Scout. And I agree with that. But it's almost as if he's a Boy Scout it's like watching a child learn how things work in the adult world because he is so young. But it's interesting that
keep saying young though. He's 26 years old.
But I mean emotionally. Emotionally he feels 16 to me. But it's interesting how those are the two people we somewhat root for, and those are the two people that are with the worst two people in the show.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyway, so Zay and Shanique, all they kind of basically say, Zay says to her, you need to work on your communication, and Shanique's just kind of sitting there.
And Shanique says,
she has a lot to say to Madeline.
Yeah, she doesn't even try, and she said basically,
she said nothing about her relationship.
She's like, the whole thing, Madeline, you felt so strongly about Randall, who you've known for 3 weeks. And it's like,
this
why
is after
is
Randall
this?
Said, I was allowed to express myself, which I'm not used to being able to do.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. No, that's exactly what
said,
I would say. Yeah.
You did this in all 3 weeks or whatever. Yeah.
And Madeline says, Randall can give more of himself. And Shanique's like, well, whatever happens, happens. You know, it's like. And then Colby says, Madeline is a strong woman who cuts deep with her words. What happened after this? I couldn't figure it out.
He said,
Randall
she
gets
can be
upset.
Well, no, Shanique, he said, she can be aggressive with your words. And then she said to Randall, and I don't know if you can take that. And I said, or then Shanique said, I think you need to reword that.
That's what it was.
And I went, why is she upset?
Right. Especially.
Is she defending Randall?
Or defending Madeline? Yeah.
Because Colby's right. Madeline would chew Randall up and spit him out.
She would, yeah.
It
was a weird moment. I did not know what happened there.
And that happened, and then Vanessa Lachey says, all right, well, off with you go.
Here's the cheese course.
Here you go. See you later.
We have molten chocolate cakes for everyone.
And now it's 3 weeks until the ultimatum, everybody.
This is when, you guys... This is when I can tell you, there was nothing happening. We were just flying through these 3 weeks.
The best part so far, the last four episodes, and I think this is the next episode, but it's when Alexis comes back.
Oh, it's interesting because the first four episodes, I think they were 3 weeks, but definitely the best of the series for me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Probably, I would say 1, 2, and 4. 3 was kind of like, for me.
I agree with that.
But, and since episode 5 for me, we've now, it's what I talked about last episode, where the kind of weird, esoteric girl or the weird guys are gone from Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Now that we have to pick people to root for, and if we don't really have people to root for, we're kind of lost.
And again, they're all shitbags.
They're shitbags.
Because again, because Jake said before this, he said, just imagine what this show would be like if Lauren and Cam from Love is Blind. And I said,
they would never go on the show.
Never be on a show like this. They wouldn't
tear each other down.
They wouldn't morally do that.
Yep.
I agree. Speaking of, let's talk about Ray and Zay. And so Ray's basically like, I thought I could live life without him, but now I'm confused. And so Ray says to Zay, she's like, so I heard on the girls' night you had a boner. And Zay goes, well, I'm a man, you know. And she said, so
wouldn't it be good if I had a boner with a girl? And I was like,
and
here we
Ray
go.
Ray said, yeah, so what's the takeaway from that? And she said, Ray looks right at him and says, what did you both experience physically? And he lies like a dog in heat.
This is
he
this
says,
thing.
We just cuddled.
It's like, you're going to see it later.
How can you grow? How can you grow and change if you're a fucking liar?
Yeah. Well, the problem with being a club promoter is that you have to be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of a professional liar.
Yes.
Showing this thing and you're selling a lifestyle and...
But you're everything to everyone and you're no one to yourself.
Yeah. I think we said last episode, y'all, don't date a club promoter.
Don't date a club promoter.
You can date them casually. Don't get engaged to a club promoter.
Don't.
Have them transition into something else.
And then there's this weird thing where... You know what I think with Zay, too? The way Zay communicates, it's not kind.
No.
It's bullish. And he just bulldozes you and tells it's really weird that he had such a hard upbringing because it doesn't match. When I look at the way he acts to me, I would have told you that he was a spoiled brat who was raised with a silver spoon up his ass. But that is not how he was raised at all.
There's no initial understanding and leading with empathy.
Because most people that have gone through, yes, that have empathy.
Well, you know why? He hasn't ever had to work on himself.
But no. Yeah. Or he's scared to, but he's never done that. So there's this weird thing where he just kind of commands Ray to, hey, go to the other side of the bed. That's my side.
And then he says, I want to know what you're feeling, all of it. And then she says, you guys, and this is the most telling thing. She says the entire season, she whispers it. She's like, I don't think you want to. I don't think you want to.
And she's right. He doesn't want to know.
Yeah.
Because
it's very performative. Every time he's asked to say something about what he's learned or what he wants for communication, it feels very performative and like his heart's not in it.
Yep, just sound bites. Yeah. He really is. He and Shanique are so much alike. But
they'd be terrible for one another, strangely.
Terrible, terrible. So because they both would never give to one another.
Right.
So, okay. So, I wrote Mom.
Shanique and Randall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom's later.
Oh, Mom's later. Oh, we're not doing them as couple blocks?
Oh! We have
I don't care. We've been doing them as couple blocks, but we can go in cron order.
But, oh, you're exactly right. Thank you. So, this is Zay and Ray. Zay and Ray.
This was uncomfortable. They go have dinner with or lunch with her mom.
Don't forget about they found the blindfold with the gold box.
Oh yeah, I forgot
about
that.
That's a big deal.
That's a big
deal. He was really questioning. Jake left it there with like blindfolds and things like that. And he did not like it at all. This is gonna come up later.
Which she said nothing happened. So yet he can get aristy and lie about it?
Yep. Yep. The next thing is dinner with Mom and Lisa. Dinner with Lisa and...
Lisa.
And her friend, who I missed the name.
This is... All you need to know in this, because...
Oh, this was crazy.
It was because basically, it was good in that, but this is what you have to do with Ray. I wonder if the mom was a therapist in life or whatever she did, because she literally... I've been in the room with couples where you have to, when one person like Zay, who is not listening at all,
yeah.
He overtalks, he interrupts constantly because he is screaming to be heard. Yet, and he says, "Talk to me, talk to me, tell me everything."
And yet, but he talks just over talks you. Over you.
Yep. So the mom having to like interrupt him constantly and basically saying, "What did she say? What did she say?
Right?
What did she say?" And finally, when she says to him, because the truth is in front of him, it's that Zay doesn't want to see it. And finally, when he's, because she says the thing, she says, "I've always felt like I'm questioning." And Zay says, "When? When did you feel like? When did you feel like?" And she says,
and
"Well."
Mom said, "Let her say it. Let her say it."
And he
it.
Couldn't. She would start to say it, and he would go to speak. And she finally said, "Let her say it." And she says, I've been questioning always.
Always.
And then she looked at me, she said, "Since the beginning, there's your answer."
And unfortunately, he doesn't hear it and go to her. He immediately goes into shame.
He goes into
inward.
Himself. Yes.
And that's
he just
when,
starts crying.
And that's when I went, we're done.
He's literally in shame, y'all. He's covering his face with a napkin because he's ashamed of his feelings.
And it's not, you guys.
There's a lot of men, I feel like, that probably act and react this way. Go ahead.
Weirdly, you know who doesn't? Colby. Colby cries through the whole thing.
Yeah, I just don't know if they're real or manipulative.
No, I totally agree.
But he does cry. Yeah.
But even Randall cries. We see Randall cry.
I'm telling you, I'm liking Randall more and more. But then I said that about April and y'all in episode, well, starting
we're gonna
this episode, April just,
I want to just say one more thing. Zay says, they were talking about Shanique and differences between Ray picking Jake. And Zay finds the nerve to say, you know, I decided I was going to pick someone to help me really grow. And what bullshit. Because he was basically saying that Ray picked someone she was attracted to.
You picked Shanique because she was the hottest
woman. She was the hottest
woman there.
Yeah,
that's why you picked her.
And that's why I was just like, it's
and
this.
Y'all were flirty and sexual with each other.
And it was so funny. Ray heard that and just stared at him. And you could just, y'all, you can see her in these moments going, how am I going to marry this person?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking? So
I think Ray, y'all, as far as people who've changed, Ray has, this is only episode 6, Ray has dramatically changed.
Dramatically changed.
Yeah.
I think she's finding her voice.
Yeah.
So Shanique and Randall, actually, let's talk about them. And, Randall the Shanique again is like, you know, he was supposed to go into this and hate it. And the fact that he had a great experience.
Because I was basically going to be punishing him for not wanting to marry me.
Exactly. And she said, because he loved it as another writer.
She's transparent now.
She is. And she says, so thank you, Madeline. Thank you, Madeline. Don't come again. And I never need to hear you talk about her at all.
And yeah, she blames, she's like, our relationship would never be the same because of Madeline. She just can't stop talking about Madeline.
So now she's blaming him. And he's talking about Randall is really trying to say, this is what it's really beautiful. He's saying, this is what I've learned in these 3 weeks, what I need.
Yep.
This is what because y'all, Madeline's a not great girlfriend to Colby. However, Madeline, she started to break down at the end, but Randall got good Madeline.
You know what was weird? She was on the way Madeline handled Randall, even though she definitely wanted to bang him. She treated him like almost like a girlfriend.
Yes.
She listened to him.
Yes.
In a way that with Colby, she's always like, it's always mystery. It's always fun. This is a new person. So you're right. He got good Madeline.
Because I think she thought that was her way to eventually get him to have sex with her.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And then at the end of it, we saw them start to break down. I guarantee you, if this was 4 weeks, their last week would have been not good. Because she would have been like, fuck me. Been there.
Put it in me.
Been there. Yeah, that thing. So Madeline says, Randall's saying, this is what I've learned from this. And Shanique, again, just like Zay, doesn't hear it and take it in. She immediately says,
I don't want to talk about this tonight.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't able to do that for you in 2.5 years.
Ugh!
And Randall even says, why did you have to add that?
And the next thing Randall says, she's kind of just like saying things, and Randall is finally says, I don't think dropping all the things we need to work on right now at night is going to help. So
yeah, and
let's go
dropping
to bed.
Out things, and she's like, "Well, but I am happy." And Randall says, "Kind of like
Are
Ray,
you?
He had that great line. Are you really?"
It's, whew,
And so they have dinner later. She's made dinner for him.
Stir fry.
And she said, I want to marry you, but I don't want to convince you.
Oh, I screamed.
And she
brings, yes, you've been trying to convince him.
The whole time. And she brings up the finance thing. She said, I think, you know, you use that as an excuse. And finally, Randall admits,
yeah,
I thought that was the problem, but really I realized there's things I need to work on.
And he said, there's you also
you
do.
Need to work. And he said, I don't want to be with someone who doesn't listen to me. This is a huge thing for him to realize.
I will say, this is the first episode that I have seen growth for him.
That's it, yeah.
Because I think it, going back to Shanique, he realized, and I think being confronted with old Shanique's behavior, now he can realize, this is maybe one of the good things about the ultimatum.
I mean, maybe the ultimatum worked for, we don't know how it ends.
I still think, we're going to make predictions at the end of episode eight.
Yeah, I'm still concerned.
I still think they're going to leave together. Because I think Randall's flaw is that he sees Shanique as really good arm candy.
No, I think, I was literally about to say, I think he's still so emotionally mature, he looks at like the trophy of her.
Yep, 100%. And unfortunately, he will emotionally confuse that for an emotional connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Is there more with
No,
them?
We can talk about Jake and April.
Okay.
Woo! So y'all, April's like, I had an amazing time with Colby. And Jake's immediately acting weird. And he says, we have some talking to do. And he basically said, he full out said, and very angry, he said, I've fallen for Ray, and I've seen that April's been texting all these guys at a club and on Instagram as well.
Now.
And I went, so we're at another club?
We're at another club.
We didn't
now,
see?
Now, I got a question. I got to ask you a question, because I didn't think them going out to clubs and talking to people were cheating. Is this cheating? Because your definition of cheating was outside the experiment.
Outside the experiment. Do I think for April, is it cheating? I do.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, for me, the cheat, it's just
cheating.
It like, just like Colby, which Colby is so, oh God, he's crazy about it. It's with Colby and April both, I bet you, and I don't know why they didn't show this, I bet you they both had the conversation together of,
about,
I'm not really into
we're
you,
not,
I'm into you.
We need to go we have should go, our Rumspringa.
Yes, we need to go out and try to date other people, because that's what this is all about.
And that's what,
that would have been amazing television.
This is so interesting, because I think both of them, I'm not taking them off the hook. I think both of them tacitly decided what they thought the experiment was about, because none of the rules are clear.
None of the rules were clear.
Because, y'all, they're allowed to go to clubs.
None of the rules were clear.
And if they didn't feel sexually attracted to their relationship, why should they do it?
Why should they?
I'm kind of okay with that.
Their reasoning is valid.
Yeah.
And actually makes sense. But the fact that that wasn't communicated to their other partner,
agree,
is why it's cheating.
Yeah, cheating.
Cheating.
I miss Lacey from Lalu.
I do too.
She's a terrible person.
And so, y'all, that's what it's. Even April says, "Stop making me look like I cheat," because she's saying again. She's like, "This guy was single. I just talked to him.
We were broken up. We were on a break."
And Jake is furious, and he would say, "I would leave right now."
And guess who told him, Madeline. Ultimate pot stirrer.
Yeah.
My theory is that they were cast. They were sought out.
Who?
Madeline and Colby.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I bet you they were the first people.
They
cast.
Were like, we need reality stars on this. Yeah. Yeah. So April's crying in the bed.
I decided that after episode 7.
I agree with that, actually. April's crying in the bed. Jake's like, I'm so sorry I got mad. And April's like, look, I've grown.
That's a good April.
She's like, look, yeah.
Look, April wants this.
I've grown and matured.
April has grown.
I've grown, and I want to show you that person. And I'm like,
I want to show you April.
Then don't cheat on him. Like,
y'all, then he says back. He says, she says, it's pushing me away because you have never listened to me.
Never listen to me.
Yeah.
Y'all, Jake has rage for her. Yeah, it's not even about her. I mean, it is about her. He just has anger issues, full stop. And he needs to, not anger issues, I shouldn't say that. He just has a lot of anger he needs to work through.
She controls him through making him feel bad about himself.
And she does. And
constantly.
She is the perfect trigger for his anger.
Yep.
And which we end up being with a lot.
And it's a cycle for them.
But the ridiculousness of this is, later on, they go to this car wash. She's all clingy and all this stuff.
This is so stupid.
She says, I found a video of Ray dancing on Jake's phone. She was clothed, but it was just, he was close up focusing, filming her ass while she danced. And she said, that's fucking cheating.
And so, forgive me for not understanding this. They were out at a club, and they have been romantic with one another, and they were joking with one another. He filmed her ass twerking.
And also, she's part of the experiment.
Right.
That's fine.
And she knows that they have a connection.
That is not cheating.
Cheating. Anyway, they... That was when he said, and this is at the end of this, he's like, we need to talk. And he says, I'm sorry for this. And then April basically says, I got to grow. Same thing. April got to grow and April got to mature and April learned to listen. And I want, and then she says, and this is so dangerous, you guys, when you start using terminology like this, I want to prove to you that I can be a better person. And when you're saying things like that, unless you have been either unfaithful or you have been solely responsible, it sounds like you are completely subjugating the other person and you're almost throwing yourself at their mercy.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible tactic to use. Because it makes the other person feel bad.
It makes them feel bad, but you're also almost banking on that the person's going to also feel like they have power now.
Yeah.
And take you back. So I watched that segment. I went, wow, this can't get any worse.
Well, it's her birthday. What are we doing for my birthday? What are we doing for April's birthday?
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh.
I mean, all that happened at the birthday, she's like super clinging on him. And then that's later, that's when she says, I think she found the video after her birthday, right?
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. You're right.
That's really it for them. I was talking about, if you don't have anything else.
No, I was just, I think I was saying all my, the last bit is I liked it when she said, my name is April and I'm a psycho bitch. And she's like, I already airdropped all of those onto my phone. And y'all, this is when I went, yes, there's a crazy person
in the
show.
There's a crazy person.
I'm here for it.
Like, I'm rooting for you now just to be crazier.
Me too.
To make it fun.
Me too. She is very watchable for me
because
she's different in every, we see
a
different April.
Yeah.
She's great reality. I do not doubt she will be on like Too Hot to Handle or something like that. Love Island. She's great for stuff like that.
And interestingly enough, that's with everybody. We're seeing, y'all, we didn't really get to know them very well when they were with their couple. So we're seeing a different side of them. Meaning like this Madeline and Kobe shit was fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Bonkers. Bonkers.
I would like to say that this was all real. I don't know if it was. This was a little fraudosity for me. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just what they do.
Maybe. They're...
So, let's...
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I think the first thing is when they're talking about it, he's like, no PJs! And he's got a towel on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
He looks good.
He's like, we don't need words tonight. It's just bow chicka bow bow.
Because that's what they're good at, y'all. That's what they're good at, fucking.
And she says all the time, with Colby, it's always exciting. And he's got pretty words. And he is very convincing.
Oh, he's very convincing.
So anyway, later on, you guys, he's got her lilies. Don't buy woman lilies, y'all. That's a flower for dead people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know much about flowers.
Yeah. No, that's just...
Some people like lilies, I guess, but that's what you buy for funerals?
Yeah. It's a funeral flower.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Some people love him. Some people love him. I just think they're a funeral flower.
You should have gotten roses.
I'm a creative flower person.
So you want like a fucking Venus flytrap or some nightshade
I love,
shit?
I love daisies. I love like black-eyed Susans. I love peonies. I love anything. Maybe not mums. That's also funeral-ish. Some people love mums, though.
Just so you know, if you're a man, a straight man, or your straight son, listen to Poodle just say that and say, oh, yeah, mm-hmm, me too. Oh, yeah, I like those flowers.
You may need to go think about being with a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I it's not a thing. You know, I don't know anything about, I like flowers. I don't know about them that well, but I know what I like and what I don't like. And I have strong feelings about what flowers are for certain occasions. That makes me very gay.
Where'd you get that from?
My mother.
I didn't know the answer
Mother
to
Poodle,
that.
Mother Poodle, y'all.
And I'm glad
Mother
I asked.
Mother Poodle's got strong feelings about flowers.
Did she like the flowers at your brother's wedding?
She didn't say. When I had given my mother flowers, she will, without fear, tell me about which flowers are her favorite and tell me what not to buy. My father has gotten her roses before. She goes, he doesn't even know me at all. I guess the thought's what counts, though.
What kind of flowers does she like?
She loves daisies. She loves things that are colorful. She loves exotic kind of flowers.
So just like you?
Like me.
Okay.
I love dahlias.
Dahlias are pretty.
Yeah. Anything that are... I love... I don't love roses, but I understand why people do. I understand the romance of it.
Yeah.
Lilies are dead people's flowers. Sorry, y'all. If you love lilies,
someone's
great.
Listening to this, driving home with lilies to their wife, and he just went, fuck, I got to go back to HEB.
I mean, great if you love them. They just remind me of like my great aunt's funeral or anyone's great aunt's funeral.
We need to move on. So,
or Easter.
Oh, God. So,
Easter lilies.
They kind of talk, but then all of a sudden it's 2:42 in the morning.
This was so compelling.
And Madeline's in the bathroom. And again, she said, I was in the bathroom and I flipped through his actual Apple Watch.
I bet you did.
And
you were staring at it.
Oh, and I went through his message thread and there was someone he made out with at this club and they had been talking for the last two weeks.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
But again, Kobe told this girl that they had an open relationship.
Yep.
And at the end, he did say at the end, I'm in open, but right now I want to focus on my girlfriend, Madeline. So, he quote unquote ended it.
I want to clarify.
And Kobe said, yeah, she's been talking me through this shit.
I cannot.
So it was April.
Exactly. I cannot believe I'm siding with Kobe on this, but it kind of was an open relationship. Because they were broken up at that time.
He's right and he's wrong.
Yeah.
It's an open relationship, but it wasn't an open relationship to date the world.
Agreed.
It's to date April.
The thing about it, what I really kind of wish is that the Lachey's had been like, here's what we did. Y'all, we dated a lot of other people. So we want y'all to go fuck everybody in Austin.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks. That show I would watch.
I bet Amy's fucking in Austin, riding cowboy dick tonight.
Because that's what the Lachey's did, y'all.
Yeah.
Nick Lachey banged every flight attendant he could.
Oh, he
did. Every groupie.
Oh, yes.
She banged every DJ she could.
She did. There's that picture of her and Lindsay Lohan with a knife and a cigarette. And she was very...
That's the thing. They're trying to say, this was good for us. You were sluts. I want all of these couples to be sluts.
We want you all to be sluts.
And all of y'all listening. Yeah.
Please.
Anyway, please. So there he gets upset.
So this is a deal where Madeline, what Kobe said about Randall is true. Madeline looks at him and calls him a fucking loser. That's horrible language to call someone. Yeah. And Kobe leaves. And the next morning he comes in or Madeline can't find him. So she calls Ray and Ray shows up and she tells her what happened. And then Kobe comes in. Ray, And Ray, most awkward situation ever. Ray's just like,
But you know what's interesting? Colby, Southern politeness, homecoming king, said, hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray. He's like, sorry, I'm a little tired right now.
Sorry, I'm here. I'll just lay down. I won't bother you.
Like, I don't feel great. So Ray leaves, and Colby, Madeline's like, we need to talk. He's like, I know, but now's not a great time. And she's like, no, can you please just look at me? And Colby says, I'm not ready. You're not ready. I've made mistakes. And then he says, kind of out of the blue, he just says, you deserve more than me. I'm not worth it.
This just tells me this is all drama all the time.
Yes.
But this is high school.
Because y'all, but Madeline says, because the Colby's argument is, which we haven't got to yet, his argument is, I cheated for you.
Right.
I cheated for
to
you
see if
and
I
our
could
relationship.
Feel, and let me clarify why he did it. Now, I do not agree with this, but I can understand the logic.
It's the logic of the experiment.
Right.
But he just did it with someone who wasn't in the experiment.
Because he wasn't hot for April, so they both decided.
Let's
go out and plow our own field.
So, and that's why, y'all, people do that in real life. And that's called cheating on someone.
And unfortunately, the way he tells it to, the way he says it to Madeline is, she was helping me through this, and I did this for, if he hadn't have said, I did it for you, if he would have just said, I was doing this to make myself better in the experiment.
He doesn't say that, because Madeline exactly. even says, wait, so you're saying this is, you? This is, she says, quote, this is my fault, and he says, yes. Even though, isn't he the one that brought her to do the ultimatum?
Yes, 100%.
So he's claiming, this is what's, and y'all, and he just doubles down more.
It's infuriating.
This, honestly, for me, feels like it feels like, y'all, one of the key aspects of someone who's either narcissistic or sometimes even sociopathic is they believe their own truths.
Oh, he's a full-on narcissist.
No matter what.
The only thing that I think keeps him slightly redeemable for me is I think both of them were acting.
I think both of them, but I think he is like certifiably a narcissist.
Oh, I believe it. The way he sits and how everything feels phony and fake.
Phony. Whereas you look at the difference, I don't think Zay's a narcissist. I think Zay
is just fucked up.
Fucked up and doesn't know who he is because he doesn't take responsibility for anything either. Whereas Colby, the way he handles it's very, very different.
So, y'all, we're at
Guess who's back?
We're at Chi Omega night. Sorority night.
Hi, at
Bruiser's
hi.
Pub.
I'm Mason. Hi.
I'm Caitlin.
Hi.
Sound off. I'm Carly.
I'm Carly.
I'm Caitlin. I'm Bronwyn.
I'm Mackenzie.
Mackenzie. And I like it how we think it's just a sorority night, but then Colby shows up and they're like, oh.
And then they actually turn into vipers and just
now,
just like strike him.
As much as I hate Colby, this 5-1 or 4-1 thing was awful.
I loved it.
But that is that fair?
No, but I don't care. He's an asshole. So Madeline tells him everything that's going on. And Kayla, her one friend, said like, I'm a no on this. And so she's like, where Colby's very reactive, and that's true. And she calls Randall a genuine soul, whereas Colby's not. So he does come up, and it's like he acts like he's a congressman from Nebraska on a re-election tour. Hey,
it's
everybody,
bad,
let's shake hands. Let's shake hands, everybody. Did I walk in at a bad time? And Madeline just says, they need some perspective. And Colby says in his sales voice, well, yeah, I was outsourcing. Yeah, I was just outsourcing
and I
to see for our marriage.
Read the fucking room. What's wrong with
and
you?
And they're kind of going back and forth. And Colby says, and Madeline says, well, yeah, but the problem is that you blamed me for this. And Colby,
and he's like, when have I blamed you?
Go to the tape, Gary. Go to the tape, Gary. And then, y'all, you see, this is how fucked up Madeline is, too. Colby leaves. Her friends, like, take her off. Madeline's crying. And her friend, Kayla, who's a good friend, says, like, you're being brainwashed. He is feeding you this slop you are eating it. Like, it's literally fucking intervention. And after this, I thought, surely Madeline can't go back to him. Will she or won't she, y'all?
Is that the show?
I think that's the show. We're going to find out in episode 7.
I want this show to be over.
It's going to be soon. We're going to jump into the next one because we're raw dogging you.
I am only taken heart by, I desperately need to find out what happens with Jake and Ray.
Jake and Ray, and I am interested in what happens with Randall, and I'm just so sad because I
can already tell you what's going to happen.
He's going to be with Shanika.
I could. There is not a doubt in my mind. Now, I think at this point, I was, in the last episode, I was doubtful, or I was completely certain Madeline and Colby would be together. I'm not so certain now. Unless they were acting the whole
time. I'm not so certain at the end of this episode, but then episode 7.
But I'm certain that
we'll save the fall for 8.
I'm certain right now that Shanika and Randall are going to walk out of here together.
But things do happen in episode 7. So, all right, everybody, we're going to jump into that. Thanks for hanging with us. We're plowing through this. Until then, you can decide on your own. Are you going to marry
or move on?
Move on!